Supporters of health care legislation are excited about the Democrats' impending takeover of the United States Senate. They say issues such as the Patient's Bill of Rights and prescription drug coverage under Medicare will get the attention they deserve. But there's a big difference between getting attention for bills and getting them enacted into law. NPR's Julie Robner reports.
Democrats haven't even taken control of the Senate yet, but they're not wasting any time putting health care at the top of their agenda. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle has already said that the Senate will take up a patient's bill of rights in June, as soon as the chamber finishes work on the pending education bill. Ironically, the patient's rights bill would likely have come to the floor in June regardless. Its lead sponsors, Arizona Republican John McCain and Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy, had vowed to force it to the floor using procedural guerrilla tactics. But Chip Kahn of the Health Insurance Association of America says that bringing the bill up as the majority has its advantages.
It surely makes it easier for Senator Kennedy and some of the other advocates to get it to the floor, and then they can have more control over the process. And at the end of the day, that frequently makes a difference in legislation.
That's not to say prospects for a patient's bill of rights are all that much better. While the bill appears to have majority support, it likely doesn't have the 60 votes needed to end a filibuster. Opponents say its right to sue provisions would raise health care costs prohibitively. And President Bush has vowed to veto it, preferring a measure backed by a three-senator bipartisan group that includes the party-switching James Jeffords of Vermont. But Ron Pollack of the consumer group Families USA says that the change in power is likely to make opposition to the bill a lower priority for Republicans.
You don't need 60 votes if there's not a filibuster, and you don't need 67 votes if the president doesn't veto the bill. And by virtue of this change, I think the likelihood of a filibuster or a veto has diminished considerably.
The party change is less likely to have an immediate impact on prospects for a Medicare drug benefit. There, the problem is partly philosophical. Democrats want a drug benefit that's part of Medicare itself, while Republicans prefer a more private market approach. But the bigger roadblock is a financial one, says John Rother of the senior group AARP.
Congress has already acted on a budget and on tax cuts, which do take most of the money available off the table. And so when we come to issues like prescription drugs that are going to require a substantial amount of support, it's going to be a real challenge now for the Democrats to move forward on their agenda, because their agenda is likely to cost more than what's left on the table.
Pollack of Families USA agrees that solving the Medicare drug issue is going to be difficult given the price tag. He's more optimistic about another health issue, help for the uninsured.
Unlike prescription drugs, which is a huge ticket item, adding coverage for the uninsured would not be as expensive, and the differences in approach are not as rigidly cast on expanded coverage for the uninsured as they are for prescription drug coverage.
Pollack's group last year joined with the Health Insurance Association in putting together a plan for the uninsured. Bipartisan backers of that plan then got $28 billion set aside in the budget resolution over the next 3 years. But the Health Insurance Association's Kahn says that while Democrats can now pursue plans like his, they'd better be prepared to deliver.
You are more accountable because you have the votes. So I think they are somewhat at risk if they raise issues and don't get them through. On the other hand, from my experience, it's always better to be the majority than the minority if you have a choice.
The conventional wisdom is that the Democrats will likely have difficulty prevailing on issues because it will be two against one, with the House and White House on the other side. But Kahn, who's served in both the House and Senate, in both the majority and minority, says every Congress is different, and that the political and policy chemistry won't be clear until the work actually begins. Julie Robner, NPR News, Washington.